T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
And good afternoon to you. It is 12:07 here at WBEN in Buffalo. I am Tim Wenger, not Rush Limbaugh. He is off this week, and we thought, given that and the fact that there is just so much going on so quickly concerning coronavirus here in Western New York, as we all adapt to a kind of a new way of living, hopefully very temporarily, but very real, we're going to take this opportunity to bring you continuous and nonstop local coverage here on WBEN. It's what we do, and there's a lot going on. You've heard from Governor Cuomo throughout the morning, some just unprecedented, as I just walked out of the newsroom, Brian Mazurowski using that term, unprecedented, absolutely, as we continue to hear these developments. You know, effective 8 o'clock tonight, bars and restaurants, gyms, movie theaters all closed, restaurants only allowed to do takeout type of service. It is just remarkable what is happening around us. The stock markets, financial markets continue to be in turmoil. I'm frankly pleasantly surprised to see that the Dow right now down about 1,600. It opened this morning in much more dire straits. Certainly 1,600 is awful and not good based on where we are, but there is that kind of going on in the background and affecting so many people's mindsets. And then we're all worried about our families' health and welfare and well-being. There's just so much to discuss. And there is you, too. You know, how are you doing out there? And how are you digesting and kind of adapting to all of these new regulations and controls that have been put upon our life? And now, really, for a lot of you, extra time, too, because, you know, schools are out. A lot of people are now working from home, erasing their commutes from the day. Just so much that we'd like to hear from you at today here on WBEN as we continue our live and local coverage of coronavirus here in 716. Again, I'm Tim Wenger, and at 12:30 today, or approximately about that time, we expect to hear from Erie County officials led by Mark Poloncarz to detail us on the very latest information that we have concerning county numbers, county directives, et cetera. So we'll bring that to you live when that occurs sometime after 12:30. In the meantime, love to hear from you at 803-0930-803-0930 or *930 and take your phone calls. How are you doing? How's your family doing? What's it like at work where you are? It's funny here. There are probably more people than I thought are here than I had originally thought, but it is not a normal day by any stretch. There are far fewer people than normal, but more people than I had originally thought. I think a lot of people are trying to adapt to the work from home mentality. There is this, too. My daughter is down in South Florida right now on spring break, and she had said that there is a far less air of concern there than there is here in the Western New York area, which is interesting. Just not a lot of undue unrest going on in South Florida, and I'd imagine some other spots around the country as well, but certainly feeling it here in Buffalo and Western New York. This state that we are in, of course, the one with the very most cases thus far. Still, though, to be put into perspective, you know, the number of cases of such a small fraction of the population. But that being said, us in Washington State are the two states that do have the most number of cases. We're up over 900 right now of confirmed cases, according to Governor Cuomo's latest numbers that he had put out. Before we get to some of these calls at 803-0930 and star 930, also want to just tell you that a great clearinghouse for complete information, up to date, WBEN.com. We've got actually two separate full pages of information. You've got the regular WBEN.com, and then there's a coronavirus section with everything local and nationally that you need to know or would want to know about coronavirus, a special section of interesting features with some information about things that you might want to that aren't as pressing, you know, learn about what should you or could you be doing with your 401k, for example. What is the Catholic diocese telling you to do or not do? All of that available for you at WBEN.com, in addition to, of course, all the breaking pieces of information. A couple of bullet points for you came in during the governor's briefing this morning. Of course, the bars, the restaurants, 8 o'clock tonight, they close. Takeout only is the only thing that they'll be able to continue to do as far as service. Movies, gyms, closing at 8 o'clock tonight until further notice. That is unprecedented. Schools, a two-week mandated state closure starting on Wednesday. Now, of course, most districts here in Buffalo and Western New York, certainly in Buffalo, but in Erie County, have decided to close until April 20th. Most of the districts have done so, but there is a mandated state closure now starting on Wednesday. Now, that would impact all of the schools in Western New York beyond Erie County, so something to keep in mind there. This is also interesting. The casinos across the state closing tonight at 8 o'clock. Those are state-operated casinos only. The Seneca casinos here in Western New York, they are able to operate. So they've taken measures, and they've told us about them to try to keep the crowds down. They're shutting down certain machines to keep people at that social distancing. But the Seneca casinos do remain open, but state casino operations closing after 8 o'clock tonight. And then the state also is asking to avoid any unnecessary travel between the hours of 8 p.m. and 5 a.m. So those are kind of the bullet points from Governor Cuomo's news conference that you heard during Sandy's show. And we'll get updates more hyper-local after 12:30 when Erie County Executive Mark Poloncarz and county officials update things. And then we also expect about 4 o'clock today, Buffalo Mayor Byron Brown again to have an update for us. So lots to do, lots to get to. I'm Tim Wenger in here from noon until 3. Tom Bowerly, of course, will be here from 3 until 7 o'clock, full live coverage right through 7 o'clock. And then tonight we will be local as well from 7 p.m. Starting at 7 o'clock tonight. And I believe Joe Beamer is going to be in tonight. Joe Beamer will be on live tonight beginning at 7 o'clock. Just to kind of give you that local coverage and continue it for you here on WBEN. Let's get to some of the calls right now. A lot of people have been holding and are jumping in here at 803-0930 and star 930 as we continue to cover coronavirus here in Buffalo and Western New York. Joe is out in my hometown of Orchard Park. Joe, you're on WBEN. What's up?
On how you can protect your assets and your retirement.
Hello, Joe. Are you there? All right, Joe's going to have to put his, John can tell Joe he's got to turn his radio down. Let's go to Ed out in Lovejoy. Ed, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Morning, Tim. How are you doing today?
I'm good. Good afternoon.
Good. I hear all these schools closing. I was curious about all the bus drivers for these schools. Do they, unemployment's going to have enough to pay for these people? Because there's got to be hundreds and hundreds of school bus drivers.
Yeah, that's interesting. You know, and some of the school bus drivers are full-time, some are part-time, some work for operators that are independent, you know, some of the Grand Island, et cetera. Those operators, I would imagine, are going to have to lay off some people. I don't know. You know, like Pagula Sports and Entertainment, you know, they're promising to make good on revenue lost for the folks that are working in the arena. I don't know if the bus companies are going to be able to do that, or because I think they're a larger operation. But yeah. Good question, though. It's a good one.
And it's a good for Tim, Pagula, and them to do that for their staff. And I think other people around the country are doing the same thing for their workers.
Right.
Yeah. All right.
Okay, Ed, thank you for the call. I appreciate it. And thank you for checking in here on WBEN. It is 12:15, and we're going to take a break. And when we come back, more of your phone calls here, live and local coverage, coronavirus in Western New York in 716. You can give us a call at 803-0930 and *930. I'm Tim Wenger on News Radio 930 WBEN. I'm Tim Wenger here on News Radio 930 WBEN. Rush Limbaugh is out this week. We're going to be here for the foreseeable future with some local coverage of all things coronavirus and as we all adapt to this new way of living, hopefully for a short period of time, but it sure doesn't seem like it's going to end anytime soon. So 803-0930 is the number to call if you have some questions, comments, concerns, and *930 as well. Let's go back to the phones right now. This is Roy up in Clarence. Roy, you are on WBEN.
Yes, thanks for taking my call, Tim. I'd like to know why the public officials, governor, county health officials, and so on, are not putting this in perspective as compared to the seasonal flu virus, which has killed 12,000 Americans, hospitalized 600,000 Americans in the United States. We're not staying home. We're not hiding. We're not locked in the bathroom. And why there isn't a little more education as to the demographics of the coronavirus. This is affecting the elderly with underlying health conditions. And apparently on the statistics and coming in now, the younger, healthy people are not affected. In fact, in some cases, asymptomatic. So they may have the coronavirus, but never know it, and it'll come and go. In fact, there have been several people that have been quarantined. There was a lady on this morning who had been quarantined, was running a, she was 65 years old, running a temperature of 100 degrees, had a three-day spout or a bout with this, and it's over. And I don't understand the panic. I really don't. It's not rational. People running around buying toilet paper and bottled water. I don't understand what is going on.
Well, I don't think any of us understand it, Roy. But you know, I've dealt with this a lot from a media management standpoint, where a lot of people are pointing the fingers to the media, ourselves included, saying that we are blowing this out of proportion. And you know, I would argue that I think we're reporting some pretty unprecedented things that have been decided and implemented.
Yes.
You know, and for us to not do that, I think would be okay, Roy, let me just respond, okay? I think that would be irresponsible. So every news briefing I've heard Governor Cuomo do, and believe me, if there was a reason for me to criticize the governor, I guess I might find one. But every news conference he's done, he has said that the fear doesn't match the facts. He's simply giving out a whole bunch of facts and making decisions based on, you know, for public health. You know, and to compare it to the flu, I get it. But the flu is a known entity. We know about it. There's a vaccine for the flu. And until this one is understood better, I think that we're going to be dealing with some uncertainties. And with uncertainty comes fear, unfortunately.
We just had this conversation with Tom Bowerly, and I have anecdotal evidence as well on the flu virus, I mean the flu vaccine. Tom said, and I've read, this season the flu virus, the flu vaccine has been between 40% and 60% effective. We have a couple down here who owns a business that advertises on WBEN, got a flu shot in October. In December, they both had the flu. So, I mean, is everybody going to panic? In some cases, in some seasons, the flu vaccine has been less than 40% to 60% effective. Is everybody panicked? No.
Yeah, I cannot control how people react to certain things, Roy. You know that
do a better job of educating the public as to what has happened in the past, how we've reacted to those situations and issues in the past, and not run around with our hair on fire, alarming people and panicking people.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of these measures are definitely creating fear in the community. But I think I guess I would only give you there's a short leash on the media as far as when they do them. It is our duty, to report it.
Well, I think you could do a better job of educating the public as to what's become
Well, I mean, let me give you this example. I mean, we had for 3 hours on Thursday night, we had nothing but medical professionals in these studios offering medical advice. And many of them were in complete agreement with what the public officials, as of last Thursday, were doing.
Right. Well, Johns Hopkins, by the way, has notified their students that they're coming back to class on April 12th.
Okay.
Johns Hopkins, apparently ahead of the curve for most of the nation, and they have an excellent hospital university. I used to call on those people quite frequently in the past. Apparently, they've got a little more common sense and rationale than some of the people with their hair on fire in New York, but that's another issue.
Well, I think anyone, the schools are closing until April 20th. They can change that, Roy. I mean, they can change that. If this thing gets under control, I don't think there's anything to stop Kreiner Cash and any other school superintendent from saying, hey, looks like we're under control now. I think we can go back to school on, April 15th or 14th. I mean, they can do that if they want.
They're sending children back home to where? Their parents and grandparents. So now those children can sit home and infect their parents and grandparents who may have other underlying issues. For the college students, they may as well stay on campus rather than go back to home and maybe have the coronavirus infect them at home. They might as well stay there rather than infect their family. But no, we got to send in another. Vice President Pence, as much as I like him, had a commentary about, well, the churches are opening up their facilities to have run daycare centers for children. Well, great. Now you have a large group of children going from school to a daycare center. So what is the purpose?
Yeah, okay. Roy, the only thing I will say is that you're not a public health professional. You do have an opinion, and it's a valid one. I'm not a public health professional. I think the measures that are being taken are very, very extreme. But I'm being told by people that are supposed to be a lot smarter than me with regard to public health that this is preventative in nature and that the pain that we're undergoing right now from a business standpoint, from a financial standpoint for some people on Wall Street, and from a social standpoint, being restricted as to where we can go and how often we can go and what we can do is preventative in nature and will help this be a shorter duration. I, for one, have just got to trust those people that they're doing the right thing. I wholly agree with you that it is disruptive. I think it's downright scary in some terms. My daughter got on a plane and went to South Florida, and it freaked me out. Yet I think, on one hand, that, it freaks me out a little bit. On the other hand, I'm like, she's texting us saying that there's not as much concern there as there is here. There's definitely two factions out there. There are the people that think this is completely overblown and unnecessary, and then there are people that are ready to jump under the counter and get into a bubble. And I guess as so much of my life, I find myself somewhere in the middle where I have concerns and I worry about things and I worry about my family and our health and all the people I work with here. I see stress in the air. When I look at people, I see stress. And that hurts. I don't like it, but I also think we're doing, I don't want to say the right thing, but we're doing what I think is expected of us and the best we can in the situation that has been given us. As media members, I don't want to spread any more fear than is necessary, but as media members also, it is our duty to tell you when some of these unprecedented actions are taken and I think will continue to be taken. Let's go to Jerry in North Collins. Jerry, you're on WBEN. What's up?
Yes, my concern is about the children in school, the young adults and stuff, having nothing to do for the next few weeks. And what are they going to do to take up that time, especially the city ones? Are they going to be on the street hanging out with one another and committing crimes or doing what they shouldn't be doing? Or are they going to,
Well, Jerry, I don't think we need to assume that just because kids aren't in school, they're going to commit crime. So, I mean, I think that's a reach, right?
Well, I know it is, but it's just a thought that I have, that there will probably be more deaths from children not being in school just because they have nothing to do and they just, for whatever reason, are in this situation where...
Well, I do worry in certain districts, and you heard that. If you did, I was here sitting in this chair yesterday when Dr. Kreiner Cash did his news conference for Buffalo, And there are so many concerns with urban school districts that go beyond the classroom time. There's the nourishment and the feeding program there for breakfast and lunch. It's a big concern in districts like Buffalo, districts like Niagara Falls, and many, many others across the state. It goes beyond the education. And I do worry, and I know teachers in those districts, too, are worried about the health and welfare of their kids. I don't know what the right answer is there. If you can't keep them in school and you can't, you know, there's nothing you can't do part way. I mean, they're working to provide meals. I know that. So, but I think, you know, the larger population of the school population, I think, you know, is doing what they're told. And hopefully, if there is any online education portion, they're completing that. And if not, I hope their parents or guardians or, you know, are keeping an eye on them.
Well, I agree to a point, but I believe there's such an outreach there. It's just way too extreme, you know. I'm a God-fearing person. I believe the Lord will provide and direct our paths and stuff. And I just don't, and we have no fear in our church, you know. We come together as
right.
a congregation, less than 250, as a state has ordered. And, you know, that's just my belief and stuff. And I'm just more concerned about the direction of this country and stuff, our government being too involved and too big.
Yeah, it is big indeed. Jerry, thank you very much for the call. And you're a church-going guy and probably is, you're, as you mentioned, restricted in that regard, too, right now until this thing is over with. We will have the latest news next. And also this note, the Erie County update that we are expecting at 12:30 will be more like 1 o'clock now, we're told. It is 12:30. This is special coverage, coronavirus in 716 on News Radio 930 WBEN.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good afternoon to you. 12:35 at WBEN. I'm Tim Wenger in the WBEN newsroom. In a busy place it has been for the past several days, really ever since the day on Thursday when we did the virtual town hall and brought all those medical professionals in. It seems like things started ramping up right around then on Thursday, and it is definitely over the weekend gotten to new heights. And I get it. I get the concern and the criticism. I want to address one thing in just a minute, and that is stress. But I want to talk a little bit about the concerns that I think a lot of you listening have with the media. And as someone who makes decisions on what is on the air, I'm the one that decided that we are going to do this today. We're going to take Rush Limbaugh off the air, and we're likely going to do it other days this week. Number one, you should know Rush is off anyways. Rush is off this week. But above and beyond that, we'd be doing this anyways. There's just whenever there's something this local, this is what this radio station needs to be doing and passing on the information. We didn't decide to close the schools. We didn't decide to close the restaurants and the bars and the gyms and the movie theaters. And they didn't do it because we're on the air. Okay, someone made those decisions, and we know who those folks are, our public health officials and our political leaders. A lot of you disagree with those decisions. Some of the decisions I agree with, some of them I disagree with, some of them I question. However, we all need to kind of live by them and go from there. But what the media does do is need to report it. And give you a place to, in this instance, react to it. And we're doing that. And I don't think that's fanning the flames. And I don't think it's fear-mongering. And none of that is responsible, nor should it be happening. If there are rumors going around out there, we're not reporting them. And we're not repeating them. We want to just present to you what is going on in an even tone and let you decide, what you think about it. The other thing I want to talk about is stress. As I walked into work today and I looked at some of my coworkers, you see it. You can see the stress in a lot of people's eyes and you can feel it. And I think you need to recognize that wherever you might be. You might have a family member that is under stress, and it's just stress from dealing with all of this information, dealing with how that information is affecting their lives, whether they're now forced to work from home or whether they are in a medical field and have to go in when they feel like they shouldn't have to go in. There are a lot of people in this building, I think, that would just as soon be home, presumably safe with their families, and they really can't be because they have a responsibility to do work here to disseminate information and to inform the public. Recognize that, and hopefully you can all do something to help allay some of that stress and put things into perspective. A lot of this is stressing me out, I can tell you that, but I do need to put it into perspective. And simply you just kind of control the old adage, worry about what you can control. I can't control what they're deciding to do in Albany, in Erie County Hall, in Buffalo City Hall, or anywhere else. All I can do is control how I respond and react to it. And I guess I would urge and ask everybody out there that's listening to do the same. And I think it's kind of a self-stress relief. Okay. I'm no doctor, but it works for me. 803-0930 and *930. Those are the numbers to call to get in here and welcome your comments, your criticisms of anything related to all of this coronavirus concern here in Buffalo and Western New York. Mike is north of the border in Kitchener. Mike, you are on WBEN. What's going on?
Yes, sir. Well, I want to say a couple of things. We didn't get the memo from Winston Churchill that all we need to do is don't let fear control us. He said that, I believe, in the Second World War. That's what I see. I see, and I've been saying it for well over a month, that it's not the virus that's the problem. It's the fear that it has created amongst everyone. And everybody says, people are going crazy out here. Buying toilet paper, it's a sniffle problem, not a rear end problem. So,
all right. Hey, Mike, I'm going to cut it short because your phone connection is absolutely brutal. I made out most of it, and I appreciate the Churchill comment. And, I guess I would go to the other old adage, and, the only thing we have to fear is fear itself. And a lot of people are feeling some fear. I think really what more people are feeling is stress, not fear. I really honestly think that there's a lot of stress going around, more so than there is fear. I would definitely say in my household, it's stress. It's not fear. Eva is on WBEN. Eva's in Buffalo, and she is doing some sort of an organization here. Eva, what's going on?
Yes. Hello, Mr. Wenger. I haven't talked to you in a long time.
Been a long time, Eva Doyle. I didn't know whether I was supposed to use your name or not. How are you doing?
Oh, that's fine. Everybody knows me.
And I do, too. Pleasure to have you.
Right for the Criterion newspaper, so that's okay. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Oh, good, good. I because I'm a media person, Mr. Wenger, I really agree with you that as the media, we have a responsibility to inform and educate the community when things like this occur. So I do that. I also have a radio show, as you do. I use my newspaper column as well. So I will continue to do that because people need to have the correct information. The second thing I want to say is this. I'm also a retired Buffalo teacher. So I have put a call out. I'm doing a lot of stuff online. I'm asking retired teachers in the city of Buffalo to join me, if they are able to do it, to help our parents, to provide instruction for our parents while the children are at home, to provide any type of help and support that they can so that our children do not fall behind in their studies. I have started to connect with people that I know. I'm using my Facebook page and other things, and as well as my newspaper column, to organize this grassroots community effort. And the last thing I want to say, Mr. Winger, is this. I want to answer the caller who called, and he was talking about the children. I want him to know that all of our children are not committing crimes. As a teacher in the Buffalo schools for more than 30 years, we have good students. We have children who want to learn. We have good parents, and I just want to get that message out there. And I want to thank you so much, Mr. Winger, for allowing me to say that.
Eva, it's awesome to hear from you. As you well know, through the years, you and I haven't always agreed on everything, right? But it's good that we're agreeing today.
We're agreeing today, and thank you so much.
And I will point out that we've agreed on much more than we've ever disagreed on, too.
That's correct.
All right, Eva, you do wonderful work, and I appreciate what you do out there.
Thank you.
All right. Eva Doyle checking in from Buffalo. Yes, she does so much. She wrote for the Challenger, the Criterion, and has a radio show as well, I believe, on WUFO. So she's very, very active and involved in the media community and certainly in the Buffalo community as well. It is 1243 here at News Radio 930 WBEN as we continue our live and local conversation and coverage of coronavirus here in Buffalo and Western New York. Tom is on a cell phone. Tom, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Hey, how's it going? I really don't have a major problem. Majorly, I don't have a problem with their response. You know, the actual response, you know, minus the media. I know the media's got to do their job. You know, I have mixed emotions about that, though. What I do got a problem with is we had a pandemic just like this one back in 2009. 1,000 people died in this country, not in the world, in this country before a state of emergency was declared. Over 4,000 people ended up dying. There were tens of thousands of confirmed cases of the swine flu. And I don't remember it getting like this. So, yeah, I think the media does play a role in why people are going crazy like this. I don't remember this happening. And that pandemic was much worse than this one.
Yeah, no, you are right about that. I've never seen an environment, both in a community and in the media, as exacerbated and as accelerated, I think, as is right now. I will tell you this. I was talking with some people in our newsroom over the weekend as I was involved in a lot of the coverage, and I think there's a few things going on. Number one, it is the uncertainty on the part of many. Number two is social media. Social media right now, I will tell you as a fact, controls an awful lot of what the media ends up doing. It's just a fact. I mean, so much news comes from social media and originates on social media. And I think there is a level of hysteria all the time on social media, but certainly right now it's accentuated and magnified. You've got that. And then I'm going to also tell you this, and this is where I think some people might have a problem, but it's also an election year. And so everything is under that election microscope. And so many different things happen during election years that, you know, the response to things are a little bit different. You know, and I'm not saying this is a political response. I'm just saying all these things have created this perfect storm. But I think what you do need to remember at the end of each day, when you finally, I hope, get a few hours to put your head in the pillow, is we're doing it for the public good. All the decisions that are being made, I think, are being done to keep us as a country, as a community, safer than we would have been the day before. Some of the stuff seems over the top. Yep. I'll even agree with that. I really can't think of a circumstance where I don't think we're going far enough. But I will just tell you that I think any responsible media organization, I'm going to tell you that I think most in this town are simply covering it and telling you what is going on. I do have a few examples. I don't want to throw darts. Maybe if I get hot like Mark Poloncarz did yesterday, I'll throw a couple darts. But, I do think for the most part, people are in the media are reporting what's going on and not exacerbating fear. They're simply repeating what is happening. You might disagree, and I welcome to hear from you at 803-0930 and star 930. Coronavirus live and local here in Buffalo and Western New York. We'll be back with more. It's 1247 at WBEN. So why aren't you hearing Rush? I'm Tim Wenger, and we're here with live and local coverage coronavirus here in Western New York. Rush is off today. He's off this week. And there's so much information. It's moving so quickly and rapidly that we just thought it was prudent to bring you the latest. And we also expect within the next 15 minutes or so, Erie County to update the situation. And our Mike Baggerman is in Erie County Hall, and he'll have the latest for you when that press conference begins here on WBEN. Get the latest from the county's perspective. It is 12:52 at WBEN, and we're going to continue with some of the phone calls right now. And let's start it off with Mike in Buffalo. Mike, you are on WBEN. What's up?
Yeah, my concerns are that the politicians and the health workers and the upper heads, they're not going to miss a paycheck behind all this chaos that they're causing. But they're closing things down. People need their money to pay their bills. As far as I know, National Grid or National Fuel is not saying, hey, we're going to cancel sending you a bill.
Right.
We're sequestered.
There's absolutely an economic hardship. Okay. But I think the people making the decisions understand that, too.
Really? Because I haven't seen anybody speak of it.
Well, I mean, do you think that when they close restaurants, bars, movie theaters, gyms, they don't understand that people are going to lose money? I mean, I think
it doesn't affect their wallet because, as Governor Cuomo said, oh yes, our representatives, whatever he called them, they'll be coming to work, and so that means they'll be earning a paycheck. Where the rest of us, that places that do get shut down, are not.
Yeah, but I don't think that's a valid argument as far as why you would make a decision. If you're closing something for public health, you're not doing it because you know someone is either going to make money or lose money. You're doing it. The decision is one being made for the public health. It's not being made on an I think there are some, you know, and the President Trump, for his part, has mentioned many times the travel industry, which is being decimated by this. That they're going to hopefully be there for them on the other side. But I think everyone understands there are economic hardships from a personal level to a business level, small business, and a large corporate level. But that's not why the decisions are being made.
I just don't think it's going to hurt them. That's what I'm saying.
Well, I guess. I mean, do you think if Governor Cuomo gave up his salary, it would make everything better? I mean, I don't.
Well, if that was to happen, the Mars would move to Earth. I don't know.
Okay, Mike, you're not making a lot of sense with me right there. I understand the frustration of people that are economically hit by this. Many people are, from their 401ks to their jobs, their paychecks, to being laid off. It's horrific. It's awful. But I also can't, You can't just because another person is economically hurt. I mean, what do you think everybody should just lose their job? I mean, the argument doesn't make a lot of sense to me. I completely am empathetic to people that are operating restaurants and bars and movie theaters and gyms right now. Completely. I mean, it's awful. The travel industry, I think it's terrible. My daughter was on a flight that was empty today. It's horrible. People fear layoffs. you know, the response has been done for public health. It hasn't been done, you know, to punish anybody economically. The result is there. I get it. And in the fact that whether Mark Poloncarz is being paid or not, or Governor Cuomo is being paid, I don't think is in my mind a real valid argument right now. Let's go to John out in Colden. John, you're on WBEN. What's going on?
Hi. What really annoys me is that the Democrats have been using this virus as another way to criticize President Trump every way possible. I know President Trump isn't perfect. No president is. His administration isn't perfect. No administration is. But I think they're doing the best they can. And Bernie Sanders and Joe Biden and people on CNN have been just criticizing President Trump and often lying about it. What he's doing or not doing about this virus.
Yeah, John, I do agree, and I you may not have been listening before when I pointed out that I think what puts this whole thing under a magnifying glass, and it's like throwing gas on a fire, is that it's a political year. It's a presidential election year, and absolutely, there is no doubt in my mind that there are certain aspects of this that are being used as a political tool. Now, that I keep that separate, though, in my mind, from I don't think what's happening has anything to do with politics, personally. That's my opinion. I do think it's being used as a weapon, but I will also argue that I think it's being used as a weapon by both political extremes.
Right, okay. And, you know, like last night when they asked Joe Biden on the debate and Bernie Sanders, they asked them, what would you do if you were president now? And it seemed to me that everything that each one of them said they were doing or they would do, President Trump is already doing, you know. And I just hope that the people in the country realize this. You know, I hope they see it for what it is.
Yeah, I would. Thank you very much, John, for the call. I appreciate it very much. And you raise a valid point, and I think you do so in a rational way as well. So thank you for that. I will say this, that sometimes the messaging out of the White House gets so emotionally confused at times, and that is not a criticism of President Trump or the current White House, et cetera. But I think it's easy for people to, point fingers at how things might get communicated sometimes, whether it's by Governor Cuomo, Mark Poloncarz, or the White House, or whoever. But the how shouldn't matter as much as what they're doing, and I do feel that there is a plan that's being deployed by the federal government. I think there is a plan being deployed by the state government. And I think there is a plan being deployed by our local municipalities, City of Buffalo and the town. I was at the town of Amherst yesterday when Brian Culpa was updating us on what his town was planning. I feel like, you know, that these leaders do have a command of a plan. I guess my only criticism, and I mentioned this to some of the people that were here with the mayor today, and this isn't pointing the finger at the mayor by any stretch, but of all government leader, anyone that's associated with government leaders, is can we consolidate the information so it's not overload? For example, why can't we hear from, the governor's in Albany, so we'll take him out of the picture right now, but locally, you know, shouldn't we hear from, for example, our county executive, our city and public health officials all at one time, and our school officials at one time? So we don't have to have one briefing at 10 a.m., one at 2 p.m., one at 4 p.m. and try to figure it all out, because they all affect our lives, right? I live in the South Town, so, you know, my school district is out there. I work out in the North Towns. I'm involved in things in the city of Buffalo, and then the county oversees it all in New York State. So I guess there could be some level of coordination, I think, in these times that might be helpful to the public. But is politics at play? Absolutely. It's being weaponized in both political extremes. We are going to go to County Hall and get the latest from Erie County Hall coming up shortly after the news with Tom Puckett here on News Radio 930 WBEN.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.